yes, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
Say it never, ever, ever fails. Good evening. Welcome to Perspectives on America. Jeff Bennett on this Tuesday. I'm down the hallway trying to take care of business, and the front door rings. Obviously a sales guy. When I first thought the window looked like a cop. Unbelievable. How's everybody doing? Had a good weekend? Mine was busy and unusual. Tuesdays are typically a different program from our normal direction. But a number of things have come before me. And this won't be our usual first hour on Tuesdays. I sit there watching what goes on. I had an appointment this morning with a counselor that I work with, trying to help me clean up my brain, which ain't easy lately. And what's with the tear? You don't need that. And I get back there to start working on the program. And so much comes before me. From 1860 through the year 2000, in the largest legal migration in human history, all those years, 1860 to 2000, over 61 million immigrants arrived in this country. They were not only escaping poverty and oppression, but they were eager to assimilate and attain the most sought-after national status in the world, American citizenship. Today in the 21st century, American citizenship and its one-of-a-kind written contract with the government, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights is teetering on the edge of meaninglessness. brought about by the relentless onslaught of the nation's ruling class and their American Marxist allies. The first seven words of the U.S. Constitution are, "We the people of the United States." It was a document by American citizens for American citizens. And yet, my friends, it's been hijacked by those who are determined to transform this nation into one mirroring and subservient to a socialist global government. One of the basic birthrights of American citizenship, faith in fair and free elections. It's all been seriously imperiled. The nation's borders are being deliberately dismantled. The enumerated rights of Americans are being relentlessly eroded. And one of the primary foundational underpinnings of America, assimilation and belief in the uniqueness of this nation, is being rapidly and ruthlessly undermined. As non-citizens are increasingly being granted the right to vote, and after the blatant unconstitutional voting law changes and ballot manipulations which eventuated in the Democratic Party winning the 2020 presidential election, no longer can the citizenry of this country rely on open and honest elections to choose their representatives. Millions of mail-in ballots with no security controls were indiscriminately distributed and unaccounted for throughout the length and breadth of the country. And millions of ballots were illegally harvested by paid campaign workers. And hundreds of thousands of ballots were feloniously stuffed into innumerable drop-off boxes. You deny these factors? As each month goes by, more proof, more examples of this are popping up, ladies and gentlemen. The denials of election fraud and subsequent cover-ups by the media and the ruling class ring hollow and insincere as they, in essence, have told American citizens that the fundamental right to choose their representatives is no more, as they have little or no say in who is chosen to run or how our leaders are elected. No nation can maintain its status as a nation without secure and identifiable borders. Citizenship means nothing if untold millions of illegal immigrants openly defy the laws without consequence. It is estimated that at least 22 million illegals resided in the United States as of 2018. Wait a minute. I thought the government for years has been telling us we have 11 million. And now we've got someone telling us it's 22 million. And yet, based upon the readings of people like Frosty Wooldridge over the last number of years, we had something like closer to 50 million. And so, responding to an explicit invitation from the Biden administration, we've had at least another 10 plus million walked unchallenged across this border in the past 36 months. And these absurdly labeled undocumented immigrants are becoming indistinguishable from citizens as they openly reside in 500 sanctuary jurisdictions, and they're receiving welfare and education and medical care, and they're being granted driver's licenses, they're giving tuition breaks at public universities, as they, not legal immigrants or American citizens, are exempt from federal immigration, health, and travel laws. Among the most important and unique aspects of American citizenship are the written guarantees of rights, as enumerated in the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. four of those amendments, the fifth, the sixth, seventh, and eighth, were devoted to making certain that the legal process was fair and that protects the citizens from injustice. Another amendment, the fourth, limited the ability of the government to conduct warrantless searches and seizures. And thus, five of the 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights focus on the citizens' rights to fair and impartial justice. And yet, over the past two decades, the ruling class, in conjunction with their fellow travelers in the state and federal judiciary, have systematically ignored these enumerated rights of American citizenship and have now created a two-tier system of justice. Their political allies and followers, as well as politically correct felons and criminals, are treated leniently or, in many cases, not prosecuted, while their political adversaries, people like Donald Trump and their followers, as well as non-politically correct felons and criminals, are single-mindedly hounded and punitively prosecuted. The most egregious example is the disproportionately harsh treatment of the nonviolent protesters on January the 6th of 2021, as compared to the lack of prosecution and leniency shown towards de facto allies of the Marxist-controlled Democratic Party. A leniency exemplified by the lack of prosecution of those who, throughout the spring and summer of 2020, sowed death, destruction, looting, and arson throughout the nation. And yet in today's America, not all citizens are equal under the law. And additionally, activist federal judges habitually overturn legislation that they find contrary to their left-wing political beliefs. And they willfully impose their cultural beliefs on American society and eject themselves in congressional redistricting to benefit the Democrat Party. And they do so in the unconcerned knowledge that they are canceling the votes of untold millions of American citizens. And then, of course, there's the nation's motto, E Pluribus Unum, out of many is one, has been deliberately and maliciously replaced with the incessant drumbeat of degenerate tribalism. The current iteration of the ruling class in their self-serving alliance with the radical left has tacitly and relentlessly promoted the concept that individual citizens do not owe their allegiance to the United States, but instead owe their allegiance to racial or ethnic groups that look like them, or to those that profess certain sexual proclivities, or to those that wallow in corrosive anti-Americanism. And this elitist and Marxist-inspired heterodoxy aspires to destroy statues and rename streets and buildings and military installations, as well as rewrite and recast American history and erase the art and the architecture that does not reflect either their socialist globalist views or their narcissistic racial, ethnic, sexual, or class-structured self-gratification. Being a woke citizen of the world is far more important than being a citizen of the United States. Don't you know that by now? The vast bulk of the American elites and their status-seeking hangers-on see nothing exceptional in America, either past or present, and turning their backs on their American citizenship while denigrating it, these apostates are deliberately attempting to fuel shame among the citizenry over what they claim to be the iniquitous origins and traditions of America, and consciously opting to be considered a vital part of the cabal that are the global elites. The American ruling class has succeeded in undermining the distinctiveness and unique privileges of American citizenship, which has been the glue that has held the society together for nearly 250 years. But you see, it's no longer the Constitution, but the ruling class, in alliance with the Marxist-controlled Democratic Party, that defies what encompasses the rights and privileges of American citizenship. All constitutional rights, including freedom of speech and the unalienable right of self-defense, are increasingly optional and subject to the whims and the fiats of the elected and unelected politically correct and self-righteous elites. This nation, my friends, is unraveling, transforming American citizens into mere residents of a vast stretch of land between the borders of Canada and Mexico. The most meaningful day in one's life occurred in 1956 when our author became a citizen of the United States. And little did he know that in his lifetime he would see the descent of American citizenship into near meaninglessness. The collapse that came about internally was not directly precipitated by the nation's foreign adversaries. But you see, unfortunately, the vast bulk of Americans are oblivious to the erosion of American citizenship. This nation is rapidly approaching the point where the distinctiveness of being an American will be permanently diminished as being a citizen of a socialist inspired world government, which will take precedence. Give some thought. Commentary by Steve McCann. I tripped across this about an hour ago. It made a very distinct difference in the direction that I was going to go today. I look at some of the other headlines that are out there. Skyrocketing illegal immigration from Venezuela poses a serious national security threat. I'll just share a paragraph or so. In the 3 years that Biden's been in office, illegal immigration from Venezuela has increased by an astounding 7,300%. Admittedly, the economic and political situation in Venezuela has been bad, but it's not 7,300% worse than it was in 2020. According to this particular article, Venezuelans are now the second largest nationality group of illegal aliens flooding into this country. And the alarming increase is the direct result of pull factors and incentives put in place by the administration's policies. And aside from the sheer volume of Venezuelan illegal immigration, the influx also poses serious national security threats. For you see, Venezuela is controlled by a regime that is hostile to the U.S., and which maintains close ties with some of our most implacable enemies and adversaries. Another article. Biden says, "I've done all I can do with executive authority to fix the border." He says Speaker Johnson lies. Sorry, Joey, you're the lion. Son of a buck. People, this is not going to end. Do you fully understand? Or have you just given up? It's another interesting piece that came about. You know what LNG is? Biden has halted the LNG export just for the purpose of spiking Texas. Oh, yeah. Joey doesn't like what's going on in Texas. The decision has been made to halt the permitting process for liquefied natural gas, that's LNG, for export. And the supposed rationale to fight the left's favorite boogeyman, climate change. White House and the Department of Energy said the pause would occur while federal officials conduct a rigorous environmental review assessing the projects and carbon emissions, which could take more than a year to complete. No. No. Joey doesn't like what's going on in Texas. So he's doing all they can to hurt Texas. That's fact. It is reality. Oh, and we hear from the Republican National Committee that 300,000 illegal border crossings took place this past December. At least 49 people on the terror watch list were included. 170,283 illegal immigrants encountered from countries outside the Northern Triangle and Mexico. 123,512 who crossed as part of a family were encountered. 13,475 unaccompanied children were encountered. This doesn't stop. Estimations of 9,700 daily encounters of people crossing our borders. This is the fifth time that the so-called CPD or CBP has needed to adjust the numbers on the illegals that are coming in. 1,148 pounds of deadly fentanyl, 12,787 pounds of methamphetamine were seized at the southern border in December alone. If they're seizing a lot, it's because a lot's coming. The amount of fentanyl seized in December was the equivalent of roughly 260 million lethal doses. Since Biden took office, some 26 tons of fentanyl have crossed the southern border, enough to kill roughly 11.7 billion people. Oh, and by the way, fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 45, with the number killed by the drug up 94% since 2019. Does all this stuff begin to make any sense to any of you? Or are there too many that just don't care? Or is the attitude, there's nothing we can do, so why bother? Very, very frustrating. I take a look at some of the other headlines that we published today. And I'm going to tell you right now, this has become almost appalling to me. Of all the years that the Federal Observer has existed since 7 weeks before 9/11, never have I published so many headlines dealing with this invasion, this continued American invasion. Army of God convoy heading to the southern border. Half of all U.S. governors side with Texas in border dispute over security and say that Biden is leaving country open to invasion from illegal migrants. Stop calling them migrants. They're invaders. There is a unbelievable video that I saw last week of a border crosser saying, "You are going to know who I am." Just another reminder that Biden's policies are letting terrorists come into this country. Yeah. A shocking video of a migrant crossing illegally into this country and issuing an eerie warning displays the terrifying reality of Biden's border policies. The video shows to what appears to be a Middle Eastern migrant giving an anonymous warning to a reporter after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border into Arizona, who said, if you're smart enough, you'd know who I am. It's unbelievable. Here's somebody else trying to call. Watch this. I'm on the air, Bob. I'll call you later. Here's an interesting opinion. Texas border stunt is a clash between Texas and Biden administration over who controls the Texas-Mexico border and continues to escalate. Headline, rulers send troops to Texas amid the civil war fears. And it goes on and on. Biden blackmail intensifies, won't shut border until Congress coughs up the Ukraine and Israel funds. Biden sets a deadline as half U.S. governors support Texas. Feds back down, won't remove razor wire at the border. GOP governors have already sent troops to Texas amid civil war fears. It just goes on and on and on. Biden endorses emerging deal to give U.S. new power to clamp down on border crossings. But he's not going to do it because it serves their purposes. And then you've got a city of 710,000 who struggles to cope with 40,000 migrant arrivals. Nearly 40,000 migrants have arrived in Denver over the past year, making a city with a population of just over 710,000 the top destination per capita for newly arrived invaders crossing the U.S. southern border and traveling north in buses from Texas. And the influx is taking a toll on the city's public safety net. Beginning February 5th, next week, Denver will limit the number of days migrants can stay in shelters and send those who exceed their stay out onto the streets. They're into the streets all over this country as it is. Denver officials have conducted two sweeps of migrant encampments in a single week. Ex-FBI officials warn Congress of new and imminent border danger. The country has been invaded. And many fear we're on the brink of civil war as the Republican governors of 25 states are standing with Governor Abbott in Texas. Oh, and this one? So interesting. After landing on the beach in San Diego, a bunch of illegal invaders vanished. They can't be found. In the words of Steve Voss, we must take America back. But it may be too late. It is appalling. Wow. But there may be somebody else behind all of this. Yeah. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty.
A distinct reason why John Stadtmiller opened his program with this song every day. Rare that the entire piece of music was ever played, but it says what needs to be said. Welcome back to the second half hour. And let's face it, what a train wreck it is for the Democrats. Or just for America in general. What an unholy mess. All of this is an unmitigated disaster. The sinking of the Titanic multiplied by that plane crash. You know, the one where the soccer players ate each other. Quote, Jeff Childers. As Trump consolidates his election mojo, defying the forces arrayed to destroy him, and more of the country turns against the creepy apparition in the White House, purportedly running against him, you hear ever more chatter that a panicked Democratic Party will insert Michelle Obama in a last-minute convention switcheroo next August. The explications that we hear in the chat media all sound lame one way or another. For starters, how pathetically weak is the party that such a walking fiasco as Joey is allowed to even pretend that he can run this race? His campaign is an obvious sham, a placeholder in hopes that one or another of the half-assed lawfare court cases against Trump might knock him off the game board. And that's not looking so great now since Fulton County D.A. Fannie Wilson screwed the pooch in her giant RICO action. And special counsel Jack Smith is getting smacked around week after week in esoteric points of procedure. Well, all right. Considering the party has really got no one else, Gavin Newsom is a California train wreck despite the fabulous teeth and hair. Oprah can't seem to make up her mind. Taylor Swift will not be old enough to qualify for the office until December. And the leading plan for the Dems goes like this. The JB is offered a deal. Step aside for Michelle to run in August. JB can make whatever face-saving excuses necessary. His health, his low energy, whatever. But he can serve out his term to the bitter end, and then sometime before noon of January 20th of 2025, he could pardon himself, his son Hunter, his brothers Jimmy and Frankie, and a few other family members implicated in the money laundering, all the bribes they scared up over the years. That, of course, is assuming that Joey does not get impeached before August, in which case he might not be convicted in a Democratic majority Senate trial. But the mainstream media could not ignore the proceeding, and the public, including the wokest woke partisans, would finally see the voluminous bank records authenticating the Biden family bribery operations and proof that they've been forever and snidely calling for. It's bad optics for the parody. Oh, that's party. So, a late August kickoff for Michelle Obama would minimize her public exposure until already the last 2 months of the race. You see, she reportedly hates being on display. In theory, the vast electorate of suburban Democratic women across the land would bury the MAGA vote and enjoy months of orgasm awaiting the installation of a black first female president. Their final blow against the odious patriarchy of white supremacist rapists. And best of all, under President Michelle, the blob could continue all its clandestine blobulations without fear of payback, assuring that our democracy would be defended by any means necessary, including the suppression and persecution of anyone who complained about it. Now, there's a plan, except for one thing. None of the people chattering about this, people like James Rickards and Dan Bongino, have mentioned that the Michelle plan actually represents a fourth term for Barack Obama. Fourth term. I mean, really, do you suppose that Barack will spend the next 4 years upstairs in the White House residence with an apron on, baking red velvet cakes and sweet potato pies while Michelle presides in the Situation Room, directing drone strikes against various people of the Quran? In the immortal words of Horny D. Clown, I don't think so. Oh, that's Homie D. Clown. And what if the opposition, say Trump or Vivek or Tulsi or Tom Massey or Rand Paul or a dozen others in that camp, make the case that Joe Biden regime was actually Mr. Obama's third term? And look what mess he managed to make out of the USA while running the puppet show from his Kettle-rama redoubt. 9 million illegal aliens plus ushered into the country with lavish benefits and phones and loaded debit cards and free four-star hotel rooms. The years-long assault of the drag queens and the oral sex instruction for third graders. The preposterous war in Ukraine engineered by neocon catspaws for the benefit of Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and the rest of the arms makers. Big cities full of homeless encampments and their nauseous excretions. Fentanyl killing 1,500 Americans a week. An extravaganza of flash mob looting, shoplifting, carjacking. The trillion-plus dollars in annual interest rates on the national debt. Oh, not a pretty picture, my friends. So it comes down to, do you want another 4 years of that? And how did America end up under the thumb of an Obama dynasty anyway? I'll tell you how. Because the Democratic Party has become a criminal operation now solely dedicated to keeping its dignitaries, its office holders, and their factotums in the executive agencies out of prison for a range of crimes so vast that all the lawfare specialists ever spawned in the hatcheries of Yale and Harvard would not run out of billable hours defending them in court before the sun turned into a red dwarf. The mighty effort consumes all the party's energies these days when they're not attending to the destruction of Western civilization. Oh, no, my friends. The Michelle Gambit would only be the far party's final hoax. And after that, the deluge. Copy, James Howard Kunstler. I know it's something to have a difficult time with, isn't it? Now, just for laughter's sake, that article is entitled Michelle Mabel. It's published at federalobserver.com with a very interesting image of Michelle Obama. Oh, not the one that was published with the original article. It's another one. It makes more sense. Some of the other pieces we've got published at Federal Observer. The Moral Case. In addition to the serious national security concerns, there is a moral case for securing our borders. Obviously, all the invasion headlines we've got posted. A very interesting piece that I came across in my archives over the weekend. It took me quite a number of hours to prepare it and edit it. Called The Doors of Perception. Why Americans Will Believe Almost Anything. This is something I originally published on the original Federal Observer website in the fall of 2001. Is it not interesting how little has changed? Written by one David Icke, or is it pronounced Icky? It will take you a considerable time to read it. I was seriously contemplating sharing a part of that on tonight's program. But it's intense. It will bore many of you to death. I'd strongly urge you go spend some time to read it. Understand the things that were being said 23 years ago. How much of it's all come to pass? Now, 8 or 10 minutes from now, we'll come in with our closing music for the first hour. However, I'll not be staying with you for the second hour tonight. We're going to run a rerun. What we're going to run, I have no idea. I leave that up to my friend Julie. But I want you to join us tomorrow. We may do part of it as relates to cancer-related issues. I've got some profound pieces to share. Things to challenge you to think, things to get you to have assistance in the causes of cancer and some of the warning signs, etc., etc. But I've got an interesting piece I want to share with you with one of our amazing writers, and we're going to do that tomorrow. I have much going on right now, and it's almost too much. But it has to be dealt with. It all has to be dealt with. And for those of you who are regular readers of Federal Observer, I apologize for the massive number of invasion headlines. It is one of the biggest things we're having to deal with in this country today. It is simply appalling. if you have some interest in looking at some metals and some economic commentaries, I certainly invite you to go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals. Some of the headlines: make a crash coming in 2024. Headline: gold, silver get modest lifts on safe haven buying. Very interesting piece. How much is 1 pound of gold worth? It's a very interesting piece to read. Another headline: U.S. debt to GDP ratio worsens further despite the solid economic growth as government debt balloons at a scary price. I don't think people realize how much our government debt is expanding. Another headline: professor exposes the banking cartel that has hijacked U.S. democracy. Oh, we talked about it a bit last week. Federal Reserve, well, those who own it anyway. Oh, yeah. Other headlines continue to go on. Is the U.S. economy actually growing? These are some of the things you'll find. Interesting piece written by Ron Paul called "Don't Tax the Rich and the Fed," which I think I shared with you last week. And the other one, why the world economy is in trouble and who caused it. If you missed the program last week, go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals. Scroll down until you come across that title, why the world economy is in trouble and who caused it. It is imperative that you understand these things. Yeah. My appointment this morning is with my counselor who tries to deal with me with my mental dissatisfactions in this life. Things that I've not hidden from most of you. And it was probably the best hour we've ever spent together. Little by little, I think she's finding ways to bring some positive stuff up and out of me. And we actually walked out of there smiling and laughing tonight, or this morning. How that happened, I have no idea. But an interesting piece we're going to talk about tomorrow. More doctors are confessing to intentionally diagnosing healthy people with cancer. To make money? I mean, why shouldn't doctors lie when the entire cancer industry is one gigantic fabrication from start to finish? That's going to be one of the subjects we're going to cover tomorrow. We're going to talk about some other things, how unexpected weight loss can sometimes be an indicator of cancer. Useless organ that doctors often remove, by the way, could actually fight cancer. So we're going to try to share some positive things with you. Things to maybe wake you up, but more importantly, to allow yourself to get set for maybe some recommended surgery by a doctor that you may not need. I mean, why not? These things are unbelievably important. It is, after all, your life. It's your health. Take possession of it. Now, I do apologize for the shortness of the program tonight, just doing the 1 hour. I've had a number of calls that I'm going to have to return. There are times I've got to take care of the business side of things and write some business. If I don't write business, I don't have the ability to help support this network. So we have to do these things, you know. My goal is to help keep this network up and flowing. place for you to come and listen to. Hopefully learn some things. Do some things that will be beneficial for you, for your family, economically speaking, health-wise. Some of the rest of this stuff, like the basis of the most of the program of this hour, is kind of like, I'm sick of talking about it. But unfortunately, it has to be done. I think we're about time. We got time to run that closing music, honey? I'm praying for time, folks. How about you? Thanks for being with me. I'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Do you think we have time? These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with the ignorance and legitimate excuses, the rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not.
Term Storable Food Company, we have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.